right, take your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. This may end up being a two-weeker just because of the lateness of the hour and the amount of material, just so you know. But I want to help you. We started last Wednesday. I started a new series on Wednesday nights on the titles or the jobs and titles for the devil. Last week we talked about Lucifer. Well, that's mentioned only one time in Scripture, in Isaiah 14. That was his original name as an archangel. And tonight we're going to go into what I believe is maybe the, and I know this, this is the most used name for the devil. You say, what is it? The devil. The devil. So let's start reading here. Luke chapter 4, verse number 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward and hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth, but by every word. And the devil, there it is again, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him up to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. Isn't it amazing? If thou be. Verse 10. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Now, the nasty old devil has many different titles given unto him by God. God uses each title in a specific way for a specific purpose. And the word devil is used 61 times in 57 scriptures in the Bible. It is the most frequently used name for the devil. With that said, logic with me for a moment. If God uses that name the most, that's probably the most often or most assumed thing for us to think that it's the thing that he uses most against us. When somebody is known for something, they're pretty well going to have that reputation. Well, God builds this reputation on something called the devil. So it's been used 61 times in 57 verses throughout Scripture. The word devil, let me give you the definition. No, it's not Scott. And I'm not going any farther with names, all right? It literally means slanderer, accuser, or one who spews out to destroy. It's someone who slanders. That's somebody who's purposely trying to propagate negative. Somebody who's trying to tear down somebody. It's an accuser. I want you to notice something. It doesn't say false accuser. When the devil accuses us before God, he's not telling lies. He's talking about our actual sin. He's not the false accuser of the brethren. He's the accuser. of the brethren. But it also means one who spews out, somebody who is spewing constantly to destroy. Now, the devil works overtime to make accusation. The devil works overtime to spew out negative, i.e., or shall I say it this way, the United States media, television, Hollywood. Our news is filled with some of the most negative, vile stuff that can be. Everybody was worried yesterday. What's going to happen at 8 o'clock tonight? I had several people ask me, and I said, well, my first thought is this. By the fact that there's Iran is talking so bravely today, they're about to give up. I said, I know how these bullies work. They want to cuss you out one last time before they say I give up. I said, but if it gets past 8 o'clock, I have but one word, kaboom. I said, I have no doubt. At 6 o'clock, President Trump had lifted the phone and made a call to Iran and said, our bombers are getting ready to take off. What do you want done? And they said, by 7 o'clock, let's talk, we'll agree. Say, what? Why is that? Well, finally, we have a president that's not afraid of the news media. Finally, we have a president that's not afraid of England. Finally, we have a president that's not afraid of Spain. Finally, we have a president that's not afraid of the United Nations. It's about time. We've kicked the can down the road for 47 years. We finally have a president that actually kicked somebody's can. He did in 40 days what took us more than 19 years to do in Vietnam, and we didn't finish it then. It took us 6 years, us four, and 6 years total in World War II. And we didn't finish it then. It took us 4 years in Korea. It took 5 years in World War I. And in 40 days and 40 nights, we rained hail upon them and flooded them to the point where, we're done. Say, how do you beat a bully? You knock the snot out of him. You take the guy with the biggest mouth and knock his teeth out, he ain't going to get back up. Now, our news media is constantly spewing negative. Look at all the liberals. Chuckie Schumer needs shot for treason. For him to stand up and say, we've lost this war. Because gas, look at the price of gas now, and look at all the money we spent on this. Okay, the price of gas right now is less than it was under President Biden and Chuckie Schumer in control. That's right. And you've already watched it drop over a quarter today, and it's going to go. Stock market rose 1,300 and some points today, and oil prices dropped by about $30 a barrel, dropped 30%. Yeah. Now, the devil wants to intimidate. The devil wants to discourage and frustrate us into doing what he wants, which is us doing whatever we want to do other than God's will. The devil is trying to intimidate us to doing, well, you don't have all of your allies in line. We don't need them. And guess what? If we pull out of NATO, there's no such thing as NATO. It'll be nothing but a potato with its head in the dirt. We have funded it for decades, folks. Nobody else has paid the way. And guess who's going to get oil first? Not those that didn't help us. We'll hold their ships till last. And that's the way it should be. You no help, you no get no help. We can play this game. Not much in life angers and frustrates the human race quite like slander. Have somebody say something about you that's not true. Have somebody write something about you that's not true. And look how you want to fight. I've been through a lot of those. I stay away from the news media on purpose. You say, why? Because none of them can tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. The devil uses slander and evil speaking to his benefit so that he can frustrate us to keep us from doing God's will. And remember, the devil doesn't care whose will you do as long as it's not God's. Did you hear what I just said? He does not care what you do as long as it's not God's will. Now, let's jump into this tonight. Number one, the devil is the title used for the tempter. He was tempting Jesus. I want you to notice in verse number 3, and the devil said unto him. That is the title he used to be led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Verse 2. So he's being tempted by the devil. So tempter and devil go together. Now listen to me very carefully here. It's used 5 times here in Luke chapter 4. 5 times in this temptation, the words the devil is used. Say, preacher, how do we handle the devil? How do we handle temptation? How do we handle when the devil comes our way and the negative attack from the devil comes? I can show you exactly what our Savior did. Everybody look and listen for a second here. If Jesus had to resort to this to beat the devil, guess what we ought to be doing? He showed us the gun and the bullets and gave us both. Say, how did he beat the devil? It is written. The scripture says. It is written. By the way, he was quoting Old Testament verses. Well, it's the Old Testament, preacher. Yeah, it's just as much Bible as the New Testament. Amen. And if it was good enough to whip the old devil's backside, it's good enough today. That means this. You need to be reading the Bible. You want to get rid of the temptation? Read your Bible. You want to get rid of the slander? I can't stop it from happening, but I can keep it from bothering you so bad. Read your Bible. Learn to memorize scripture. When's the last time you memorized a scripture verse? A few years ago, somebody challenged me, and it took me about 3 months, but I went through my Bible and started marking every verse that I had committed to memory. And by the time I got done, I was shocked. I got through both the Old and New Testament, and somewhere in the ballpark of about 3,700 scriptures I had committed to memory. I'd never tried to memorize that many verses. I just stay in my Bible so much it's there. Now, wait a minute. It's not hard for me when something comes my way because of the Holy Spirit. He said, I will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. But if you haven't put the information in, he doesn't have anything to draw out. You can buy a computer. You can even plug it in. But if you don't load it with information, it doesn't do anything. You have to put all the information in it for it to come back. God's not going to magically Shazam and all the Bible is in your head. You can say the whole Bible. uh, learn to use the Bible against error. Everybody look at me for a second. This old world is starved for the truth. I've been going to the gym for the last several months, and I've got a young man that's my trainer that I hired for a few months. And he's getting close to getting saved. Just Tuesday morning early. I meet him 5 o'clock every Tuesday morning. Yes. Got character. And he said, "How was your Easter?" He said, "I bet it was busy." I said, "No busier than any other Sunday." I said, "We celebrate the resurrection every Sunday." We began to talk, and he said, Pastor, "What was the hardest thing for you to swallow, or what's the hardest thing for you to accept in the Bible?" I said, "Nothing." I said, "Probably the hardest thing to understand is this." I said, "It is the living words of God. It's not the words of man. And because of that, it adapts as life changes." I said, "That's why you have to constantly be reading it, because as your life changes, God applies it to your life in different ways." He said, "I could understand that." Okay. We'd go to another machine. He'd say, what's the question people ask you most about the Bible that is most frustrating to you or that frustrates them?" I said, "Oh, that's easy. They think man wrote it and not God." So for another 5 minutes, I'm preaching away. We got to another place, and he was asking more questions, and I was sweating and grunting and groaning while he was asking questions. And in between, I'm giving him answers. And I looked at him, and I said, "Young man," I called him by name, and I said, "You're a very deep thinker. You ask very probing questions." I said, "You're 23 years old and you ask questions far beyond your 23 years. He said, "I'm not a surface person." He said, "There's always something more underneath the surface." I said, "I like how you think." He said, "You intrigue me." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "You don't hesitate on answers. You hesitate on how to answer it, but not what the answer is." I said, "Yeah, because I'm not sure how much you know and how much you're going to accept." He said, "Yeah, but," he said, "everything you say, you have everything in the world in the Bible to back it up with. And I'm not used to that." I said, "I know." And he's getting close. He's getting real close. Can I tell you why? You battle error with truth. He hears all the worldly negative stuff, and all of a sudden it's, "How about truth?" Somebody's music came on. The angels of heaven are listening. I mean, it's actually somebody's hearing aid went on. No, anyway. Now, I want you to notice something, and everybody watch this. Everybody watch this for a second. Please listen to me. Jesus did not back down from the devil. Christians, hold your chin high. You don't have to back away from the devil. So, "But preacher, sometimes it gets pretty tough." Don't you think it was hard on Jesus? You don't understand some of the things that he was being tempted with. He went 40 days with no food. He was beyond hangry. "Command these stones that they be made bread." There's nothing sinful about making stones into bread. Now, some of you ladies have made bread into stones, but there's nothing sinful per se about making stones into bread, but it wasn't time for Jesus to eat.
That's right.
"Well, what do you mean he could go up onto the, see all the pinnacle, and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world?" In other words, you could be king of the earth. Jesus said, "I have to be savior before I can become king." He said, I'm already King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but it's not time for me to take the throne yet. Amen. Hello. Jump off the pinnacle of the temple and the angels would save him. Yes, it would, but it wasn't time for that. Jesus didn't back down from the devil. Can I tell you something? Truth chases the devil away. You want to find a place to sit in the airport? Open up your Bible. Everybody with a towel on their head's going to leave. Yeah, buddy. If Jesus had to use the Bible to whip the devil, what chance do we have without it? By the way, I don't think he beat him with the NASV. I don't think he beat him with the New King James. I don't think he beat him with the RSV or the HIV for the sodomites. Hit you with your purse. He used it boldly. He used it without fear. You say, preacher, you're so bold. Folks, I hold in my hand the very words of God. What else am I supposed to do? Say, are you ever afraid, preacher? More times than you'll ever know. But it doesn't change what the truth is. I do my best to not be more than an arm's length away from my Bible at any time. I make sure I got a copy of it somewhere. It's either New Testament on my phone or I've got it in my hand physically. And I'm riding that stupid bike that doesn't go anywhere in the gym, sweating like a hog. I got my Bible out and I'm reading my Bible for that whole time. People are walking by going, no thanks. I'd rather zoom myself on the, I don't need to watch, yeah, that would, no thanks. Some things just ought not be seen in public, amen? You ought to think about the Bible. You ought to read it. You ought to think about it. You ought to listen to it every chance you get. You ought to listen to preaching a lot. Can I tell you why we need it? So that we can learn the word of God, so when the devil attacks come, we can whip him. Number two. Turn to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Look at verse number 32. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. That wasn't talking about somebody here. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. There was a fellow that could not speak, but he had a demon inside of him. He was a violent, nasty human being. Jesus came, or the disciples were there, and Jesus cast this demon, and it's called a devil, out of him. Now, everybody look at me. No saved person can be indwelled by a demon. Period. End of discussion. You say, why? Because the Holy Spirit of God is inside. The only way an evil spirit can be there is because there's a dead spirit for it to inhabit.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Demons cannot possess Christians.
Yeah, amen.
You can come at it any way you want. There's no room for one.
Yep. Right.
But I will say this. God uses that word devil for the demons. Demonism is real. It is not to be played with. It is not to be made fun of. It is not to be taken lightly. Demonism is a real thing. You say, preacher, how many demons have you ever met? I have no idea. Yeah. But let me say this, and I'm not afraid to name some names here and do some preaching for a moment. Harry Potter is demonism. It's witchcraft. You say, well, it's just fiction, preacher. No, it's not. It is full-blown demonism. The game Dungeons and Dragons. The movie Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones or something like that. It's all demonism. Ouija boards. Let me give you, there's more modern ones, I'm sure. I don't care. Let me just give you, this is a minute. I could stand here for 20 minutes listing video games. Doom. Diablo. Diablo is a Spanish word for devil. The Suffering. Silent Hill. Return of the Castle. Wolfenstein. The Devil May Cry. And etc., etc., etc. Those are video games that we let kids play. And then I'm going to get in more trouble, but I don't care. Ninjas. And a lot of this stuff, this ninja play stuff, most of it centered around demonism. So are the Power Rangers. Where do you think they get their power? Marvel, The Dark Knight. Isn't it amazing they always use dark powers to do good things? That's Antichrist stuff. And I'm talking Spider-Man and Batman and all the others. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the cartoons or something, but what I am saying is this. Please be careful because it's demonism. Hollywood is filled with it. I will say this. I have seen several times. I'll use two times that I have seen things that are just horrific. I was in Mexico with Brother Carlos Demarest. We got called to a house in Mexico. We're in this little bitty, it was about a double wide hut. That's all it was, just a mud adobe hut. There was a guy possessed with demons in there. And he looked at me and said, "Burning bush, let's go." We went. He walked in, started talking to this man about the gospel. And no lie, there must have been as many as 8 or 10 different voices coming outside of this man's body. And I'm like, there's only one door in this place and I'm standing right next to it. As if not, I'm making a new one fast. Brother Carlos is in there spitting out scripture at this guy and they're screaming and all kinds of things going on. Literally got to the part of the blood of Christ. The man's body was picked up and thrown against a wall and nobody touched him. I was 14 years old. You talk about getting the devil scared out of you. The man never got saved. We were walking back to the bus. Brother Carlos took that big old paw and put it around me. He said, "Son, I don't know about you, but that scared me to death." He said, "Don't let anybody tell you the devil's not real." Another fact, one of my dad's best friends had a daughter that got involved in witchcraft. And they finally could not do anything with her. And Dad said, "Call Craig." They called me and I said, "Doc," I said, "you need to get all of the stuff together, take it outside, put it in a pile, douse it with kerosene and light it on fire." I said, "Call me when you get it done." An hour later, he still hadn't called me. And I called and I said, "What's going on?" He said, and he was weeping and shaking. He said, I can't explain this, Greg. He said, it won't light. He said, I went through matches and it won't light. He said, it kept blowing out. He said, I got my propane torch out and it wouldn't light. He said, I got my welder out and I'm putting acetylene to it. I said, put it on cut and let her fly. He did. It finally caught fire. In less than 60 seconds, it started screaming from the fire. You could hear it over the phone. There were voices and things. He said, Craig, can you hear that? I said, yep. And that's what your daughter's been playing with. I said, make sure she's standing there listening. Folks, I'm not talking about something I don't know. It's real. It's nasty. We don't need to make light of demonism. It shouldn't be played with as a game. Make sure your Christian children are not playing with evil powers. It will destroy them. I got to hurry. Number three. A person who slanders is like the devil. Because the word devil means slander. The word slander means false statements. Statements harmful to another's character or reputation. Or someone who detracts from the honor or tries to discredit somebody. May I give you another word for slander? Gossip. Gossip is slander. Let me tell you what I heard about so-and-so. Why do you want somebody vomiting in your ear? You are most like the devil when you either listen to or participate in gossip. Slander. By the way, a slandering tongue needs a slandering ear. There's an off button. There's the ability to turn around and walk away. Gossip is equal to slander. Don't listen to it. Those who try to discredit the Bible are slandering God. Take your Bible, turn to Revelation 22. And I'm going to make some very strong statements, and I'll probably quit for the night. I might make one more statement, I don't know. Revelation chapter 22, look at verse number 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. That's not only the book of Revelation, it's talking about the Bible. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away, watch the words here, from the words of the book of this prophecy. It doesn't say take the words away. It says take away from the words. Watch this. God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Look at me. It doesn't say adding words to the Bible and taking words from the Bible. God says when you take away the credit, the reliability of the Word of God, you have just taken away from God. You've slandered God. When somebody stands and says, well, the Bible's no longer inspired, it's only preserved. That casts doubt on the reliability of the Word of God. And they have taken away from the words of the Word of God. When somebody says, well, I believe the King James Bible is the good or a best translation, but it's not infallible, then show me which one is. Because my Bible says, man cannot live but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
That's right.
So if that's not it, show me which one is. Because there has to be one, or we're all dying and going to hell. I have no respect for somebody that can't say that book is word for word written by God. As I told my trainer at 5:10 on Tuesday morning, I said, the Bible was written by God, not man. I said, go through Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and look at how many times the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came unto me saying. He said, wow, I've heard that statement. I've read it a time or two. I said, no, it's mentioned hundreds of times. I said, God gave it word for word, just like I would a letter to my secretary, not her job to change it. And when somebody slanders the Bible and says, well, it was inspired in its originals, but we are going to teach it historically. Well, I happen to know times in history you probably shouldn't teach it that way. Hello. You're taking away from the authority of the Word of God. And when my Bible college that I graduated from and taught at and worked at came out and said that, I said, see you later. Yes, sir. I'm done. Good. That grieves me to say that. Sure. It hurts me to say that. But when... And the very people that said it are still there. You say, are you going back? No. You say, why? They're taking away from the authority of the Word of God. And when you take away the authority of the Word of God, what is there to have? When preachers think they can go live however they want to live and divorce their wives and remarry and say, well, I won't pastor, I'll just be an evangelist. You've taken away from the authority of the Word of God. Everybody doing all right? You're not a dirty, filthy, wicked, rotten person any more than anybody else because you got a divorce, but you have no business being a preacher. That's scriptural. Folks, this is the issue. That's why why Jesus looked at the devil, the tempter, the slanderer, and said, it is by the word of God, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. What are you doing, you stupid devil? You're tempting God. Don't do that. He already kicked you out of heaven and made hell. What more do you want? I gotta quit. I don't want to. I want to keep going. But we'll pick up there next Wednesday. But the word devil. I've got about 4 more points to give you. We'll finish it up next Wednesday. Let's not play with the devil. We've turned the devil into some little cute little figure that with a red suit and pointed tail and a pitchfork. We don't understand the power of the devil. And he's out there to destroy. And when we slander, when we gossip, when we participate in it, whether we're saying it or listening to it, guess what? We're just like the devil. And the only way to whip it is right there. Word of God. The word of God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. Let's not forget the verses in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians that said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. I'm trying to train you how to arm yourself against the devil. Because he's real. It's not a game.